بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، ما بعد. عن ابن عباس رضي الله عنهما أيضا قال: حسبنا الله ونعم الوكيل. قالها إبراهيم عليه السلام حين ألقي في النار، وقالها محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم حين قالوا: إن الناس قد جمعوا لكم فاخشوهم فزادهم إيمانا وقالوا: حسبنا الله ونعم الوكيل. رواه البخاري. وفي رواية له عن ابن عباس رضي الله عنهما قال: كان آخر قول إبراهيم عليه السلام حين ألقي في النار: حسبي الله ونعم الوكيل. ابن عباس رضي الله عنهما is the narrator of the hadith. In this hadith, two incidents are referred to. Both are incidents which are very, very famous, wherein the enemies of Islam had gathered in their might, had pooled their resources against the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The first incident is that of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam. The famous incident, as a young child, he broke the head idol of the temple while the people were away on some Eid or some gathering. When they returned, they investigated and finally they arrived at the conclusion that Ibrahim alayhi salam was the one who had broken this idol, and they made mashura amongst themselves. Allah Ta'ala mentions this incident in the Quran. They said, قَالُوا حَرِّقُوا وَانْصُرُوا آلِهَتَكُمْ إِن كُنْتُمْ فَاعِلِينَ. They said, let us burn Ibrahim alayhi salam and let us assist our gods. So they prepared a huge fire. Much detail is found in the books of history about this fire that was prepared. The fire was so huge that after having prepared it, they could not even approach it or go close to it themselves. So they prepared what was called in Arabic minjaniq. Minjaniq is a catapult by which they were going to fling Ibrahim alayhi salam into this fire. Allama Qurtubi in his tafsir, he mentions the incident that at the time when this fire was prepared, then dhajjat is-sama samawat wal ard wal malak illa thaqalain, that all the creations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala besides insan and jinnat, the heavens, the earth, the malaika, all of them turned to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and they said, Rabbuna Ibrahim, that O Allah, Ibrahim alayhi salam is in danger. فَأَذَلَّنَا بِنُصْرَتِهِ, give us permission to assist him. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addressed these creations, the heavens and the earth and the malaika, and said to them that if Ibrahim alayhi salam turns to you, if he asks from assistance from you, then no problem. There is permission to assist him. However, if he does not place his trust upon you, he does not turn to you, فَأَنَا وَلِيُّهُ, then I will be his protector and I will be his guardian. At this time, it is mentioned that the angel that was in charge of the wind addressed Ibrahim alayhi salam, that O Ibrahim, if you want, I will blow with might, as a result of which this fire will be extinguished. Ibrahim alayhi salam, we know the famous incident, his response was that I am not in need of you. My Allah is sufficient for me. Likewise, Khazinul Ma, the angel of the water, addressed Ibrahim alayhi salam that if you want, we will put out this fire. Ibrahim alayhi salam gave the same response. And thereafter it is mentioned, the riwayat of Qurtubi, that he turned to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allahumma anta al-wahidu fi sama wa ana al-wahidu fi al-ard, laysa ahadun ya'buduka ghayri, hasbi Allah wa ni'mal wakil. He said, O Allah, you are one, you are alone in the heavens, and I am alone. In other words, the only person on the surface of the earth who is worshipping you on this earth, laysa ahadun ya'buduka ghayri, there is no one besides me that worships you upon this earth. And then he said, what is mentioned in this riwayat, Hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakil. What this literally translates, Hasbunallah, Allah is sufficient for me. This word wakil means protector or guardian. Wa ni'mal wakil, Allah is the best of protectors, Allah is the best of guardians. I have handed all my affairs over to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Ibrahim alayhi salam said this when he was being flung into the fire. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addressed the fire directly from his qudrat and said, Ya nar, Kuni bardan wa salaman ala Ibrahim. Ulama mentioned that there are two qualities in fire. What does fire do? They say it is muhriqa, it burns. Fire burns and fire is haliqa, it destroys. So Allah Ta'ala, referring to these two qualities of the fire, opposite of burning is coolness, opposite of destruction is salamat and ease. So Allah Ta'ala said, Kuni bardan wa salaman ala Ibrahim. Become cool and become safety and security for Ibrahim alayhi salam. Directly from his qudrat, the fire was cool for Ibrahim alayhi salam, and it is mentioned that for 40 days Ibrahim alayhi salam resided in the fire. The second incident mentioned in this hadith, that inna an-nasa qad jama'u lakum fakhshawhum fazadahum imana. This incident also is mentioned in the Quran, that after the battle of Uhud, the news was received that Abu Sufyan has mounted a flank movement and he is once again marching upon Madinah Munawwara to destroy and obliterate Islam and the Muslims. The point I mentioned in the beginning is that both these incidents refer to the enemies pooling together their resources against you. Here, the enemies of Islam, the mushrikeen of Makkah, pool together their resources, one determination, wipe out Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, wipe out the Muslims. What was the reaction of Sahaba when they received this news that inna an-nasa qad jama'u lakum, that the people have gathered, enemies of Islam have gathered, fakhshawhum, so fear them. What was the reaction? Fazadahum imana. The iman of the companions of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam increased in the face of danger, in the face of hardship. Waqalu, and Allah says in the Quran, what did they say? Hasbunallah wa ni'mal wakil. Hasbunallah wa ni'mal wakil. Allah is sufficient for us. Allah is the best of guardians. Allah is the best of protectors. In the riwayat of in another riwayat, it is mentioned that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, referring to the first incident, he said that these were the last words of Ibrahim alaihi salam before he was flung into the fire. Now, in both these incidents, which Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam refers to, Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu is the narrator. What happened? The help of Allah came. Allah's help came. Allah removed the difficulty. Allah Ta'ala did not allow the enemies to harm his friends. So what is the sabak? What is the lesson? Ulama say that these are very, very powerful words. And this is something that should be on the tongue of every Muslim. In the time of danger, in the time of difficulty, in the time of hardship, Rasulullah ﷺ gave us examples of such danger. The whole world against Ibrahim a.s. The entire might of Quraysh against Rasulullah ﷺ. And Sahaba, at a time when they were going through hardship, at the time when they did not have means, they had already outwardly lost the battle of Uhud. At times of great danger, at times of great difficulty, these words, Hasbunallah wa ni'mal wakil, or Hasbi Allah wa ni'mal wakil, they uttered this and the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala came. So every Muslim, we are faced with challenges, we are faced with hardships, we are faced with difficulties. At times we feel we have enemies that are out to do us down, are out to hurt us or harm us. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam has given us a nuskha, given us a prescription. You want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's help, but then with yaqeen, with conviction, say these words, Hasbunallah wa ni'mal wakil, and hand yourself over to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah give us tawfiq.